Hello.
My name is Tam, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I assist,
yes, ma'am.
How may I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Tammy D. Bass, and I went to the unemployment this morning on the summit office, and they had gave me the paper and told me, because I haven't built a claim, and he was telling me how to do it and what to do with it. And the only thing about it that the company that I was working for, that's what I'm trying. I've been out since April the 14th. I had medical surgery on the 15th.
Okay, so you're trying to file a claim, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, with that, you left your job medically. Were you on leave?
Mm-hmm. I was scheduled for surgery like the 15th of April.
Okay, so you took leave from work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you will have to, we can file your, because you're on leave. You went on leave.
Yes, ma'am. And I did all my paperwork. I got paperwork from Social Security, so that's what I had. I was working up on the ticket to work. So do that. How do that? Is I'm doing the right thing. That's what I'm trying to explain.
You say you're doing what now, ma'am?
They gave me some paperwork. Social Security did. He sent
okay.
me all my paperwork, benefiting what we're talking about.
They sent all your paperwork for what?
It's a paperwork. It's a paperwork with all my information from when I turned it in, because I just turned it in to them too. But other than that, it's the paperwork that they gave
okay,
me.
So what are you trying to get? You trying to do unemployment with from your job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you trying to file a claim, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mary, your social, please.
417-98-99-57.
57 or 67?
57.
Can you verify your name, please?
Tammy D. Bass.
What's your gender?
What's that?
What, are you a female or a male?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a female.
Okay. Can I have your mother's maiden name?
My what name?
Your mother's maiden name.
Bass.
And can you verify your driving license number, please?
It's N01049150.
Okay, hold on. That's your driving license number?
This is my non-driving license ID.
Ma'am?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay, your driving license number?
What's that belt? What's the reading? Oh, I'm sorry. It's that is lit right there. I don't have no driver license.
What do you have, ma'am?
I have a non-driver license.
What's that number?
You know.
Where's the N?
I was just doing how you got it on the ID. I don't know what it means.
You have a driver license, a non-driver's ID?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's that? Okay. Hold that number for me, please. Can I have your date of birth, please?
08-09-1970.
And can you please verify your resident address?
612 South College Street.
What city and state, please?
Dothan, Alabama.
And who was your employer?
It's called, its name, JNH Janitorial Company.
Okay, are you going to have a, And the dress for them? That was your last employer, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm going to need an address for them and a, okay, it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on, just please, hold on 1 second, please, because I got them.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it ain't nothing to be sorry about. I'm just, I got to get things corrected on your claim, because, well, okay. Hold on, please. Okay, your PIN number is going to be 0307.
Hold on,
yeah, you need a pen, a paper, and a pencil, and so you don't get nothing mixed up or clear.
Oh, I see. We don't do that. Okay.
PIN number is 0307.
Okay.
Is your preferred language English?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
I don't know what that is, but no.
Okay, did you receive any kind of notices in the mail, ma'am, that saying you have a readjustment allowance?
No.
Okay, and your first name is Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y. Middle initials. What's your middle initial, ma'am?
D.
And your last name?
Dash.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay, do you have an email address you want to want on file? It's optional. You don't, yes or no. You don't, you can or you can't. Can I have your phone number, please?
Hold on. Let me see. A new phone number. David, give me my number for this phone. Come here. Come on. I'm going to miss that name. Give me my number. Give me this number for this phone. Okay. Come this way. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. No, it ain't. What's his number?
Yeah.
655
what?
334. Hello.
Ma'am, I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. 334-06-655-4707.
334-655-4707, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Your date of birth, please.
08-09-1970.
Your mother's maiden name?
Kathy Bay.
And do you have a driving license number or ID number?
ID number.
Can I have that ID number, please?
10-49-1580.
What is your race?
African American.
You're non-Hispanic?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 10th.
You are a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
And your residential country, United States of America?
Yes.
Can I have your resident address, please?
612 South College Street.
612
South College Street. Yes, Dothan,
okay.
Alabama.
Can I have the zip code, please?
36301.
36301. Is your resident address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, it is.
And what was your occupation?
Job title, janitorial.
Wait a minute. Janitor. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Did you work exclusively through a union hiring hall with the union?
No.
Were you with the union, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
We was informing each other. Well, I was contacting him through Texas whenever I returned to for my doctor appointment.
Say, ma'am, what, ma'am?
We was he was communicating through me from the doctors.
Okay, so do you have a definite date to go back to work?
One of my doctors, I have several doctors. Had questioned me on the 27th, but I haven't had to go back to the doctor on that date. But I want release from the rest of my doctors.
So you don't have a definite date to go back to work?
That now on my report that the doctor had filled out and I gave back to him, and he was questioning me about the 27th. So what the paper that my doctor filled out. It is standing my date or my due date. So he gave, when I went back to him after the 27th, which the 27th was his return date, but I haven't received him. He really actually discharged me on the 30th. But like I said, the rest of my doctors have not released me.
So you on the medical leave, ma'am?
Thursday will be my last day.
Thursday? When Thursday? What? July, ma'am?
Thursday or July?
On the 11th of July will be your last day of your medical leave.
The 14th.
Okay, so.
And I talked to him like a week before, and really, it really was earlier. I really pushed that date for the doctor to release me, but they wasn't going to release me till the end of July. And then when I notified him to tell him that, he had put someone else in my place. So I don't have no job, period.
Okay, so you don't have a job?
I don't have no job with them.
With who?
Somebody else in my place with J&H Janitorial.
Okay, this who you filing for? This who you filing for? J&H Janitorial Service.
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Ooh, Lord, I don't have no transportation, but if it took that, I found a way.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, it took me, to survive. I can't tell you how many, but whatever it takes me to survive.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Lowest wage, I'm just saying, I can only make so much.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis? Have you applied for, are you receiving worker comp? You didn't get hurt on the job, did you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Do you want taxes taken out of your, if you approve for unemployment?
Tax the wages, yes.
If you are approved for benefits, ma'am, you have an option to receive your payments to break deposit into your checking or savings account. Or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
I have a checking account with all in one.
Okay, I need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Okay, ma'am. Yeah, these web places is the reality. Okay, my routing number is 10. Hello?
Your routing number is what, ma'am?
Okay. Routing number is 10-10-889-742.
Okay, ma'am. 10-10-889-746-742. Okay, is this a traditional bank, ma'am?
Yes, it's all in one.
It's what?
All in one credit union.
Okay, this says the routing number is invalid, ma'am.
It's 10-10-89-742. 742. This and then
10108972 is your routing number.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, 10. Wait a minute. 10108972. And what's your account number, please?
And my account number is 457921674.
457921674. Yes. And who is the employer you filing unemployment for, ma'am?
J.H. Janitorial Company.
Okay, I'm gonna need them. I need an address for them and everything because it's not on
okay.
here. Okay, hold on, please. You said J. J and H.
Uh huh.
J A N I T O. Spell janitorial. J A N I T.
I T O R I A L.
Janitorious company.
It got, and then the company got LLC.
Okay. And can I have that address, please?
And the mailing address is 2031 3rd Avenue, apartment extension 7.
Wait a minute. Wait, please. 2031
okay.
Road, what? 2031.
3rd Avenue, apartment extension D17.
Apartment 317?
E17.
Okay, I got 2031 3rd Avenue, apartment 317?
E. Alphabet E. 17.
Okay, ma'am. I got apartment C17.
E. A, B, C, E. A, B, E. L,
E. E17?
Yes, ma'am.
2031 3rd Avenue, apartment E17.
Uh-huh.
What city and state, please?
Dothan, Alabama. 36301.
I need a phone number for them, please.
Hold on just a minute. Hey, Chris, and that phone you got, pull up. Let me see it. Yeah. Go to J&H. I got it.
The work location, city and state was Dothan, Alabama, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I got it all it in here. I said, stay in the room, man. And when you got to do that. The number is 334.
Okay.
550-9783.
I have 334-550-9783.
Yes.
Employment start date with them, please. I need a month and a year that you started.
I've been with them 2 years. Now that's the problem that me and him been having with tick. I was trying to make sure everything was done. Now, I don't think I had that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get my second W-2 form for me.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I know my ending date.
I'm gonna need your I need your employment start date and then your last day work. What was your last day work, ma'am?
The 14th of April.
April the 14th, 2020, what year?
This year.
Okay, it's April the 14th, 2024. Okay, I need your employment start date. I need when a month, day, and a year that you started.
Okay, I'm still looking. I thought I would have been in here. Because I still been calling him on it. It ain't none of this. So I have to call y'all back on that one. Try to get it. Well, that's the problem. Now on here they had, let me see. But that should be the filing date on my watch call about that is gonna do it.
So when your employment start date, ma'am, do you remember?
I've been I don't know where I could figure that out.
Because I'm
going to
have to have that.
It ain't in there. Yeah, okay, then I'll call back on that, okay? I'm going to try to get it because that's the problem that me and him been having it too.
We're going to have to have that, so I'll just save and continue your claim and you'll have to call it back in.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.